KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, in high school wrestling over the weekend, the Hawkeye 10 holding its conference wrestling championship tournament in Clarinda, and it was Creston winning the team title. The Panthers with 241.5 points. That was better than Atlantic's 226.5. The Trojans finishing second. Lewis Central with 174 points third. Harlan fourth and Glenwood fifth. Bottom half of the standings had Clarinda, Kemper Catholic, Red Oak, Denison, and Shenandoah. Atlantic had two individual champions, Darian Schwenke winning the 106-pound title with a pin over Tanner Mertz of Red Oak in the championship match, and also 132 pounds, Rob Young of Atlantic won by fall over Zach Goodrich of Creston in the title match. Other place winners for the Trojans include Dylan Cox, fourth at 113. At 120, Reed Nichols was the runner-up. At 126, Matt Smith placing fifth. At 138, Cal Houghton placing fifth. Rob Nichols placing third at 145. Also at 160, Derek Stork placing second. Matt Williamson was third for Atlantic at 170 pounds. Tyler Stork placing third at 182. Tyler Dahl third at 195. Tyler Christensen was the fourth place finisher at 220 pounds. And at 285, Austin Conrad was the runner-up at that weight class. Also Saturday, Audubon hosting its Wheeler Invitational Tournament. 10 teams involved in that meet. Logan Magnolia won the team title with 202 points. Audubon the runner-up with 170 points. St. Albert was third with 119. Griswold fourth at a 108 total. Missouri Valley was fifth, followed by AHST, Corning, Trainer, East Mills, and Exira EHK also placing 10th in that meet. The individual weight class champions include Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon at 106, also 113 pounds. Evan Hansen of Exira EHK, the champ. Logan Magnolia's Quinton Doyle, the champ, at 120. At 126, it was Brett Markham of Missouri Valley winning the title. At 132, Walker Marshall of Missouri Valley, the champ. Riley Jensen of Audubon won the 138-pound class. Colby Jennings of East Mills, the champ, at 145. Also at 152 pounds, it was Callan Schmelzer of Corning winning the title. At 160 pounds, Colton Jensen of Audubon was the champ. Jake Lewis of St. Albert wins at 170 pounds. At 182, Jesse Swoboda of Audubon was the champ. At 195, it was Chris Bridgeford of Logan Magnolia winning the title. Also at the 220-pound weight class, the champ was Logan Melby of Logan Magnolia and Marco Naughton of St. Albert, the winner at 285 at the Wheeler Invitational on Saturday. Also Saturday in high school basketball play and boys hoops, it was Bedford beating Griswold by a final of 48-46. Lewis Central beating Abe Lincoln 64-31. Kemper Catholic downing Fort Dodge St. Edmund 59-53. Norwalk topping Creston 51-43. Ogden beat Guthrie Center 53-48. Panorama over West Central Valley 71-40. Woodward Academy beat Coon Rapids Bayard 62-45. River Valley over Charter Oak Ute 54-36. Maple Valley topping Ridgeview 54-35. Woodbine downing Arweva 58-55. IKM Manning beat Logan Magnolia 64-55. It was West Monona over Boyer Valley by a final of 60-35. In girls high school hoops Saturday, Bedford beat Griswold 73-46. Lewis Central over Abe Lincoln 44-36. Nottoway Valley beat Clark 44-32. Guthrie Center over Ogden 75-49. Kemper Catholic topping St. Edmund 67-43. And it was Norwalk over Creston 43-31. In men's college hoops on Sunday, freshman Cody Zeller scored a season-high 26 points, helping number 16 Indiana defeat Iowa 103-89. Zeller made 11 of 12 shots and had 4 assists and 3 steals for the Hoosiers, who scored more than 100 points in a conference game for the first time since defeating Iowa 110-79 on March 12th of 1995. Christian Watford scored 15 points as well to help out the effort. The Hawkeyes shot 63% from the field but committed 17 turnovers. Josh Oglesby had a season-high 24. Matt Gaetens added 20 points for Iowa. Hawkeyes are now 11-11 on the season, 3-6 in Big Ten Conference play. Fourth-ranked Ohio State still owns a share of the Big Ten men's lead. Following a sixth straight win over Michigan, Lenzel Smith had 17 points and a career-high 12 rebounds as the Buckeyes downed the 20th-ranked Wolverine 64-49. Also, Harrison Barnes dropped in 23 points, and 7th-ranked North Carolina drained 10 three-pointers in a 93-81 win over Georgia Tech. The defending NCAA champs were knocked off near campus as Notre Dame downed number 24 Connecticut 50-48 last night. Well, Sydney Carter made two free throws with 2.4 seconds left to lift number 14 Texas A&M to a 66-64 win over Iowa State on Sunday. Iowa State's desperation heave down the court as time expired was grabbed by A&M's Kelsey Bone. The Cyclones' possession before Carter's free throws ended when Nikki Moody, apparently thinking the game clock was the shot clock, didn't try to get off a shot as the clock expired with 7.3 seconds left. Carter went 0 for 4 on Sunday. Her only points came on those late free throws. Chelsea Poppins had 22 points and 9 rebounds to lead the Cyclones, who fall to 11-8, 2-6 in the Big 12. In the NBA yesterday, it was Miami downing Chicago 97-93, Cleveland beating Boston 88-87, Indiana topping Orlando 106-85, Toronto beat New Jersey 94-73, Dallas an overtime 101-100 winner over San Antonio, Atlanta beat New Orleans 94-72, it was the LA Lakers over Minnesota 106-101, the LA Clippers beat Denver 109-105. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In tennis, Novak Djokovic is the Australian Open men's champ after winning the longest Grand Slam singles final in the history of professional tennis. It took 5 hours 53 minutes for the top-ranked Djokovic to grind out a 5-7, 6-4, 6-2, 6-7, 7-5 win over number 2 Rafael Nadal. Djokovic overcame a break point in the 5th set on his way to becoming the 5th man since the Open era began in 1968 to win 3 straight Grand Slam titles. Nadal also became the first man in the Open era to lose 3 straight major finals. Djokovic has dominated play with Nadal winning 7 straight finals against the Spaniard since last March. In golf, Tiger Woods wasn't able to close out the Abu Dhabi Championship in the United Arab Emirates. Woods was tied for the lead after 3 rounds in the final round of play, but in the final round he faltered with and finished in third place. The winner was little-known Robert Rock, who finished 1 shot in front of Rory McIlroy and 2 in front of Woods, Thomas Bjorn, and Graham McDowell. Woods shot subpar golf in each of the first 3 rounds, but shot an even par 72 in the 4th round. Rock is ranked 117th in the world. Kyle Stanley enjoyed a 3-shot lead with 1 hole remaining in the PGA Farmers Insurance Open before settling for 2nd place. Stanley carded a triple bogey in the final hole of regulation and then missed a 5-foot par putt on the 2nd playoff hole, allowing Brant Snedeker to win the tournament. Snedeker made up 7 strokes on Stanley with a 5-under par 67, while Stanley was carding a 2-over 74. Stanley was 4 shots ahead as he stood on the 17th green yesterday. And in a couple of exhibitions, Brandon Marshall's record-setting performance allowed the AFC to come away with a 59-41 win over the NFC at the Pro Bowl in Honolulu. Marshall became the first player in Pro Bowl history to grab 4 touchdown passes while he caught 6 balls for 176 yards. He hauled in a deflected go-ahead 47-yard TD pass from Andy Dalton while on his back to give the AFC a 38-35 lead late in the third quarter. The two teams combined for 51 first downs, 943 passing yards, and 1,142 total yards, as apparently nobody shows up to watch defense. Same thing in the NHL All-Star game yesterday as the New York Rangers forward Martin Gaborink is the MVP of another high-scoring NHL All-Star game. Gaborink had a hat trick by the 1:23 mark of the second period before setting up Zdeno Chara's eventual game winner with 7:40 left. Jeffrey Leupold added a pair of goals as Team Shara blew leads of 3-0 and 5-3 before they defeated Team Alfredson 12-9 in Ottawa. The game was tied at 8 until Marian Hossa and Shara scored 16 seconds apart midway through the final period. Daniel Alfredson tallied twice for his team, which outshot Team Shara 50-44. 17 different players scored, and each of the six goaltenders was beaten at least 3 times in yesterday's match. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.